everybody. This is someone known as Happy from a band that's called Sick and Mad, and we're on Stubborn Records, and we're here today to talk about the big takeover, because tonight I got some hostages in the basement of Virgin City, and it's all about me doing my thing to you, the listeners.
Ouch!
Yeah, you like that. Okay. Welcome to the Stubborn Records Virgin City podcast, if that's what they called it. But from now on, I'm going to call it the Happy Podcast. You got a problem with that? Go ahead, email me. Call me here. It's all right. I'm not, like, picking up anyway. Yo, check this out. Tonight, we got a sneak preview, a rough mix of radio by this artist known as Papa B, formerly Papa Bomb, my boy from Sapporo, Japan, on the Virgin City Rockers Gangsta Drop Rhythm. Not yet released, so roll those tapes if you got them.
Matter still cock money, she be coming to me on a beat. Root and no celebrity, live life, love, love, life to live, love, see. Virgin City, that sweat and
Virgin City,
yeah.
Podcast.
Come, Mr. Town, I'm the radio. Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Come, Mr. Town, I'm the radio. Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Get this time. 何にもないけどこの僕のお気に入りのものの話だよ。体の一部のようなものだから死ぬまで鳴り響くんだろう。見た目は普通のこの僕のお気に入りのものの話だよ。操作回すぜレディオ。でかい音で聞けばヤバいぜ本当。みんな虜になるよ。だっていつも感動旅行はちゃまな見せたなんてレディオ。
Virgin City
no one's waiting tomorrow. Come and sit down after radio. Virgin City no one's waiting tomorrow. I'll be make sure to check the radio any day. Listen to the world, so na di sa DJ. 世界の表裏側まで全てまとめて集めまくれ。このままでチャンネルは変えんじゃねえ。好感度アンテナ空に向けてみんなのハートに届けるぜ。俺らの値打ちならほんとヤバいぜ。タレタフラシタリピタタレタフラシタリピタカミセタラフトラリオ。Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Come and sit down off the radio.
Are you listening?
Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Hey, 危ないベースを受信した。危ないベースを受信した。飲み込まれそうさ頭から。海底深く沈められた。聞いたこともないでかい音がこのスピーカーから聞こえるのさ。飲み物片手に踊りながら、体をリズムに委ねたなら、一言たりとも逃せぬようなメッセージだらけの切れ者さ。か見せたなってラディオ。Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Come and sit down off the radio. Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Hey, 操作ベースでみんなうねろ。さあもっと邪念を捨てろ。何もかもこいつで決めろ。ハマればやめられないさ。 No, no, no. 操作ベースでみんなうねろ。さあもっと邪念を捨てろ。何もかもこいつで決めろ。ハマればやめられないさ。激しくどでかい感じでやってくれ。やばい振動が伝わるぜ。でかい振動も伝わるぜ。ノリ遅れるなよ人の群れ。固まった頭に打ってつけ。知らない人でも今は連れ。どこでも行くから乗って行け。チカチカ来てるぜ君の胸よ。操作ベースでみんなうねろ。さあもっと邪念を捨てろ。何もかもこいつで決めろ。ハマればやめられないさ。 No, no, no. 操作ベースでみんなうねろ。さあもっと邪念を捨てろ。何もかもこいつで決めろ。ハマればやめられないさ。かみせたなブレディオ。Virgin City, no one's waiting tomorrow. Come and sit down off the radio.
Yeah, that was Radio by Papa Bon. It was good, right, folks? Okay. Now, I want to bring up a special guest of mine, a hostage, that I'm going to talk to, and I'm going to ask him about some project that he got going on in the mix that's also coming out very soon on my favorite label here, Virgin City. Okay, so here in the studio that I'm going to release slightly is the artist formerly known, currently known as King Django. Here we go with the tape.
Ow!
Okay, remember the rules? You don't want to be taped again. You do not want to be taped again.
Well, okay, I'm kind of getting into it, actually.
Right, moving on.
As long as you remember my safety word.
No, I will not remember that. And I want you to remember something, though.
That you really have hurt my mouth, though, when you ripped the tape off.
But wait, you have a 10-inch.
I do have a new 10-inch.
You have a new...
much better than my old 7-inch.
And there's a song on the 10-inch, right?
There's 4 songs on the 10-inch.
No, stop. Listen, there's one song on the 10-inch that's a cover of a Rolling Stones song.
That's true. Please. One of them is.
Speak on it.
Not only did we do a cover of Rolling Stones tune, what is it called?
As Tears Go By?
That's the one. As Tears Go By. I'm sorry, the roofies are still... As Tears Go by the Rolling Stones, and we actually released it legitimately. In other words, we paid the mechanical license.
Okay.
There's 2 covers on the new record, and we bought mechanical licenses so that the theoretically the songwriters are gonna get the money for it.
No, because they can really use that money. Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger and what's his name?
Yeah, because I think there's another guy involved too.
But also one of the guys we covered, Hey Bartender by Floyd Dixon.
Okay.
But I don't know if Floyd Dixon's still alive because he wrote that a long time ago. But maybe his family gets the money, so that's cool.
That is a cool thing. And I remember, I think, Hey Bartender from the Blues Brothers. And
The Blues Brothers. That's the first version that I ever heard. But then later I got into, when I got into the Jamaican rhythm and blues and the Jamaican ska stuff, the version that really struck me was the... Laurel Aitken version. Okay. And so our version is kind of based on, it's a cross between the Laurel Aitken and the original Floyd Dixon, but it definitely gravitates more towards the Laurel version.
Well, let's go ahead and roll these 2 tunes and
both of them.
Yeah,
sure,
you know, we can do that because Happy's running things right now. So back in your corner, and you guys out there, I want you to stay listening or else I can come to your home and do this to you. Now here we are, straight from Django's Peddlers. Yes.
I love the Virgin City podcast. That King Django is dreamy and steady rocker.
It is evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I'd sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children say.
StubbornRecords.com to check out all of the coolest ska stuff in the entire universe, including the area known as New Brunswick, New Jersey.
went bowling the other night. Start drinking and I got real tired. I was grooving with all of my friends. I said, felt so good, I'm gonna go again. I said, hey, bartender, hey man, looky here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Well, I saw a chick standing over at the other end. Well, said, baby, can we be friends? Because you look kinky as a woman could be. I said, come down and have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
www.stubbornrecords.com.
A sound was playing and everything. All the gang began to sing. I heard somebody call. Is it last round for alcohol? Is it hey, bartender? Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
Room again! This is the Finnegan speaking, I'm here to listen.
We were drinking all night long, rocking, rolling, having fun. Oh, my baby decided to drink some more, but when I look at the clock, it was a quarter to four. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender.
Just heard As Tears Go By, followed by Hey Bartender, done by King Django on the Stubborn Records label. Okay, because we like bartenders so much, and because we like Hub City Stompers so much, I'm gonna play for you something really special from their new release. What is that called again? Hold on, let me. Yeah, here we go. What's that? Yeah, tell us all about
that. That one really hurt.
It's all right. Hub City Stompers.
Hub City Stompers, Scott Scout Black Sheep.
That's right. And tip your bartender. Hub City Stompers from New Brunswick doing their thing.
A remedy at night to cure your shitty day. You need a special someone to pour your pain away. So right before you knock back the nectar that'll numb. We hope that you remember just where it's coming from.
Your lips.
Fender from Hub City Stompers, their release Ska Ska Black Sheep from the amazing Stubborn Records. Okay, I want the audience to know something about the people here at Virgin City Studios and at Stubborn Records. Some of us go way back, you know, back 10, 15, and longer years. I know I've known King Django since he was operating out of the Lower East Side, and I know he's known some of his other artists a while back. We spoke about Hub City Stompers, and there's another artist on his roster called Predator Dub Assassins. We're gonna play for you a cut that I really like from their new record called Downtown Killer off the Hardest release from Stubborn Records. But before we go into that, I would like King Django to come out here and explain the connection between him, Predator Dub Assassins, and Hub City Stompers. So let's come over here and rip that tape off and let's get King Django on the mic right now to talk about, like, you know, his people back in the day.
I'm getting tired of this already, man.
Well, keep the tape off if you can, you know, keep it cool. Because you all know this is Happy's broadcast.
The ball gag was better than the tape, man. At least every time you take it off, it doesn't rip the hairs out of your
lip. I'll have to talk to Vic about that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say gagging on balls. I said a ball gag. But anyway. Oh, Lord. I'm in so much trouble. I think it's simple, isn't it? Predator was the guitar player for Inspector 7. And Travis was the one of the vocalists for Inspector 7. And that's it. I think several Inspector 7 suspects are actually in the recording of the Hardest CD, the Predator Dub Assassins Hardest album. I think it's a bunch of them. Well, I wouldn't say a bunch, but several. And actually, the band Inspector 7 has been rehearsing lately for a reunion show with about, I think, five or six original members or something crazy like that. So
out of
nine, maybe five or six out of nine.
Well, that's good stuff. So okay, let's play Downtown Killer from the Hardest, the Dublin Records release. Here we go.
Downtown killer, whoa, 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 downtown.
because we're a bunch of radical people out here, we're going to do something that we shouldn't do, that's going to get us in a lot of trouble. We are going to play for you the uncensored track from Sick and Mad's record, Songs for the Revolution, the censored version that did not make it because of problems that we've had. You know what? I'm going to bring my hostage back to explain to the audience the, come over here, hostage. Yeah, take that tape off, boys. All right, yeah. All right, yeah, now you got back on the mic, and I want you to talk to the people out there if you want to keep on talking and breathing and stuff.
Do I have duct tape stuck on my face?
Don't worry about that now. Please explain to them the problems that we had with Sick and Mad releasing that song that we shouldn't be talking about right now.
Well, basically, like, you stole Smoke on the Water breakdown for that song. Smell Your Perfume?
Yes.
Yeah, you took the breakdown from Smoke on the Water, and then... But we sent the master to get replicated. Actually, it's a big problem because, do you know that they basically ripped us off because, this is really actually pisses me off a lot. I'm not going to name any names, but this is what they did.
Okay.
We sent it in.
Yes.
And they just told me, they just said, oh, you can't use this because... You obviously do not have the rights to Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, we can't get those rights.
Well, we could get them.
Yeah, anyone can.
But the point is that it's not a cover. So we cannot apply for what you call a compulsory license. If you want to get into the legal part of this. You know, if you do a cover tune, basically the artists can't deny you the right. They have to give you a license according to the law. If you approach them for a license before you release it. Okay? But in this case, and so basically the people at the pressing plant and the broker who was dealing with the pressing plant basically told us that we should get a mechanical license, a compulsory mechanical license. And I said, having some little experience in this field, I said, you know, I don't think that's going to help because it's not a cover. If it's a cover, a compulsory license would apply. But in this case, what we've done is, I believe, it's considered an interpolation. So if you take something from someone else's tune, or if you change someone else's tune considerably, like if you put new lyrics to it, or you change the lyrics considerably, or you take a piece of it and use it in your song, you don't have the automatic right to do that. Whereas with a cover, you do have the automatic right as long as you approach the original songwriter.
This is a good thing for all of you listeners who may have bands to know, because I know the Slackers were thinking about taking one of Britney Spears' songs, Baby, Give Me One More Chance, or something like that.
And doing stuff to it?
Yeah, but now they can't.
They figured out that they can't?
Yeah.
They did figure it out? They didn't figure it out. They're not aware that they're not allowed to?
They don't know yet.
Oh, so they could get themselves in a lot of trouble.
We're not going to tell them.
Theoretically. Hey, man. I don't even know who Britney Spears is, so...
But you guys know now, so don't do it.
Anyway, so, you know, it turns out after I talked to a lot of people in the business, and really nobody knew, except me, somehow.
Yeah, it's
a
gray area.
And then I spoke to it's not a gray area at all, it's actually very clear. And I spoke to an attorney, a music business attorney, and he said, yes, I'm absolutely right, and you... A compulsory license will not cover this use. So basically the pressing plant, and this is part of what pissed me off, the pressing plant and the broker just wanted us to pay the money for a compulsory license so that their ass would be covered, but our ass would not be covered.
They didn't care about your ass.
No, they didn't. And that sucks because we're paying them.
Yeah, they
right?
care.
So they told me, A, you can't do this. B, pay this bullshit so that our ass is covered, but your ass isn't covered.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. They just wanted to put the job through, but
yeah.
Leave us in danger of being sued. Okay? And then, this part I don't know if you even know about, but at the end of the day, when we said, screw it, we don't have time to get the rights now, it's too late. And who knows what they're gonna wanna charge us or if they're gonna give us permission at all.
Yeah.
So we did an edit, which personally I disagreed with the particulars of the edit. One of them, we did two edits. One edit is fine, the other one to me is a bit fishy, but that's for you. And then he likes it, but I don't. But anyway.
That's what we do. We do things that some people like, some people don't like.
Really hate.
But that's what we're all about, emotion.
So then at the end of the day, this is what happens. This Emmer Effer tells me at the end of the day, oh yeah, by the way, there was an extra $250 charge for cutting a new stamper, for making a new CD stamper because of that Smoke on the Water crap. And I'm like, why did you make the first stamper if we can't use it? That's your problem.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's your problem because it had copyright material on it. I'm like, well, you know, you're doing, you know, that's voluntary on their part. In other words, they don't have to stop you from doing that stuff. So they're trying to charge us $250 extra because they don't check the master till after they make the stamper. That to me is criminal. That's like robbery. Because if you're going to stop me from making the records, then you better well check it, especially if I'm paying you, right?
Yeah.
I'm already hiring you, and you're going to check it and block me from replicating, and you're going to do it after you make the stamper just so that you can charge me for it, basically. That's criminal. We think
about
that.
Because I feel like the consumer has the power when they're buying the product.
It's wrong. If I'm hiring them, right?
Yeah.
They should have told me before. In other words, they didn't give me any option, and they didn't even tell me that they're going to charge another $250. Because you know what? If they said, "Oh, it's going to be another $250," I would have told them, "You know what? Screw you. Eat the $250 yourself. I'm taking my job elsewhere."
Because there are other places, and that's what people should know.
Lots of other places.
And I think this is something that people are starting to finally.
There's even places that would have let me do it.
Yeah, without
that
hassle.
But you know, whatever. It is what it is, but they didn't tell me they were charging me. So then like 2 months later, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, there was an extra $250 charge for a stamper. And I'm like, I got really pissed. I got really, really pissed.
So well, it's good that you know so much, and it's good that we can share this information, you know, so maybe someone else can learn from this. But just, you know, to reward you for putting up with our banter, we will play for you the original version. One that is not on the record because we like you so much. And you know, I'm liking my hostage more and more. He may even come back, but until then, he's gonna go back in the corner with the tape on, and we're gonna keep on doing our thing over here at the Version City Podcast.
Rumor again! This is the Finnegan speaking. I'm here to tell us Version City music. This is not a play place sitting. This is not a laughing matter and a joke thing. But tell us that.
Cause you look so good from across the room. I feel attraction blowing like a balloon. And you smell so good. I think you're fake. Even learn your name might be a mistake. Because you're perfect to me now. Only from afar, I feel like you're drunk at an open bar. I don't want your number or your email address. I just wanna see you without that dress. I just wanna smell your perfume. Just wanna smell your perfume. Just wanna smell your perfume. I just wanna smell your perfume. That's long enough to put the chills on my neck. The way you breathe is pure poetry. I wonder if you wonder about me. And it's all good while in my mind. And when you walk by, I check out your behind. The curve of your spine, laces on your shoes. There's nothing to you that I would not do. I just wanna smell your perfume. I just wanna smell your perfume. Just wanna smell your perfume. Just wanna smell your perfume.
This is Happy from Sick and Mad telling you, the listener, go to stubbornrecords.com to buy all of my and my friend's music now. Do it.
your perfume. I just wanna smell your perfume.
That was the uncensored version of Smell Your Perfume from Sick and Mad's release, Songs for the Revolution, off of Stubborn Records. And next is going to be Vic Ruggiero's cut of Taking Care of Business from Something in My Blind Spot, available from Stubborn Records.
The first time I saw your face, I felt regret. Was it the first time that we had met? But since then, I've been taking care of business. Yeah, since then, I've been taking care of business. The first time I saw your face, I sang this song. The first time we had kissed, well, it was wrong. But since then, I've been taking care of business. Yeah, since then, I've been taking care of business. When will it end? I can't see when, I can't say how. They're unimportant details to me now. They're unimportant details to me now. 'Cause till then, I'll be taking care of business. Yeah, till then, I'll be taking care of business. Can I say, what could I do? Quite been said. Upon hearing words haven't quite been said. Till then, I'll be taking care of business. Yeah, till then, I'll be taking care of business. Until then, I'ma taking care of business. Oh, till then, I'm taking care of business.
Alright, that was it, folks. Thank you for a fun and enjoyable time. Hope to see you soon. You take it easy. This is Happy from Sick and Mad signing off. Peace. Like that.